Jeremy, it's time to do the pot. We got a podcast to steal. It's another Star Wars.
Jeremy, no. You've been frozen in carbonite. Oh, God. Oh, God, I gotta call Jeff. Oh, I gotta call Jeff.
Jeffrey! Jeffrey! Jeremy's been frozen in carbonite, and now I need you to help me do the episode.
Am I first on your dial list?
Yes, of course.
How many people did you call?
Zero. You! Immediately called you. I have receipts. Okay, I'm gonna press the button. I'm gonna beam you like Star Wars. I'm gonna beam you to my location.
What?
All right, here we go.
Wait, what?
Jeffrey, it worked.
It did it. I was. You were so lucky. I was in the bath 30 seconds ago.
You still aren't even wearing pants.
That's what I said. Lucky.
Okay. Well, anyway. So we gotta do a Star Wars episode.
Okay.
It's the War of the Stars.
Yep, that's what that means.
No, that's the name of the show that we're stealing.
Oh.
It's called War of the Stars.
Reverting to real space in 3, 2. Okay, alright, well, we're here, I guess. What? Why can't I have a normal fucking day, man? Is that a balloon? Why is it... Oh, lightning strikes. Mm-hmm. I know who I'm about to call. Hey,
Hey.
What? Hello? Hello?
Hey,
Who is this?
Yeah. Well, you remember the ship that you filled with shit?
Oh, on the other pod, the other Star Wars pod, the Force Unleashed?
By the way, I had to learn how to use a fucking space mop. Anyways, I found a fucking balloon in the lower stratosphere on entry, and
yeah,
this could only be some stupid shit that you guys would do.
Yeah, that's ours. That's our balloon. We left it there. Oh, you found it.
Can you send me your fucking coordinates so I can bring you this goddamn balloon?
All right, I think I still have your Discord handle. I'll send it over Discord.
Thanks.
That's no balloon.
What?
It's a space station.
A good one, Jeff. Oh, look. All right, he's landing. Oh, it still smells bad.
I'm confused right now.
Jeff, you didn't see the giant ship just land in front of us, carrying a balloon strapped to its back?
I did. I'm so lost.
Oh, the hatch is opening.
All right, what's up, fucker?
Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, thanks for bringing the balloon back. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, even though you filled my ship with shit, you guys did a good job with the podcast.
Thank you. Well, I can only respect.
That's totally no problem.
Why did your ship have so much shit in it is what I'm wondering.
Listen, brother, there's a lot going on in this GI system of mine, and I just want to let you know that it is the foulest shit ever. So, that's why I frequent the restroom, and systems get full real quick when you got problems like me.
I was about to say, I was like, it looked like a year's worth of shit. I was just like, why do you have tanks that can hold so much shit without you having to dump it somewhere?
Believe it or not, that was 3.5 weeks.
And why don't you just eject your shit into space when you're done pooping?
Hey, man, space ecology and shit. I'm not trying to pollute the cosmos and the infinite void, even if it is infinite.
Well, actually, I had a proposal for you. Number one, do you want to help us steal another Star Wars podcast?
Crime? Absolutely. Come on.
And number two, do you have anything that could get Jeremy out of carbonite?
No, but I know a guy.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Well, you know what? Jeremy, he's probably really enjoying the break right now, so let's just get him taken care of afterwards.
You know he's going to be shivering like a little fucking spider monkey when he comes out of that thing, right?
Yeah. But he shouldn't have gotten himself in carbonite in the first place. So, well, it's funny because the podcast that we're stealing... I've been planning to steal this podcast, War of the Stars, for many months now. It's been on my schedule to steal. And they actually haven't released any new episodes since January. I think the podcast may be dead.
Can we put some life back into it?
I figured we could do some CPR. Yeah.
Maybe the war ended and we won.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers.
The show does must nothing. Go on.
Save your thoughts and prayers.
So we're stealing War of the Stars, a Star Wars podcast, and we are joined today by Nikita, host of another Star Wars podcast, The Force Unscripted.
You got this, buddy.
The Force Unscripted.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go.
I keep wanting to say Unleashed. Is there a thing?
That's the point. That was my favorite Star Wars game, and that was the inspiration for the name.
Oh, it's a game.
Yeah.
What's that about? What's that game about?
So it's about following the story of Starkiller, which is Vader's like apprentice. And basically, he goes around the galaxy, and you find out that he tries to employ a lot of Vader's machinations, like killing all of the remaining Jedi and stuff. And in the end, spoiler alert, even though the game is old as shit, he ends up basically his actions help form the rebellion. And so the crest that is used for the rebellion, like the symbol of the rebellion, is actually Starkiller's family's crest because his father was a Jedi. And that's who Vader kidnapped him from.
See, that's what is interesting, which I would imagine that's why there's so many Star Wars nerds, because they continue to build on the lore throughout various forms of media, through books and comics and shows and cartoons.
Sadly, that's no longer canon, so.
What?
Yeah, it's not canon. So everything that was released before 2014, which was not Disney, has been filed as legends, and it's non-canon stories.
Before the dark times, before the Empire.
Yeah, it fucking sucks. And because those are the books that I grew up with. Like, I own every Star Wars book. They're right behind me. And I have the entire Legends timeline in chronological order. And that's just, it's a bunch of stories that I really wanted them to pull from, but they never did. However, the case of Starkiller is pretty interesting when you think about the canon that Disney has, because he can definitely fit into the story. If you've seen Ahsoka, you know that Ahsoka was trained by Anakin, who ends up assuming the position of the father in the World Between Worlds. And technically, there's the brother and the sister, and Ahsoka fits the role of the sister.
Yeah, Luke
the
brother and Leia, would be right?
Yeah.
No.
No, different. Completely different.
No?
Yeah, so the father, they basically control the force and the balance, essentially. Balance. And so Anakin is now the father. Ahsoka fits the role of the daughter, but the son was a dark side male. And so you could definitely fit Starkiller into Disney canon. Like, it would not fail to meet, because the rebellion still exists. He doesn't show up because the Emperor kills him. So, like, it all fits in line, especially since, you know, the Emperor was doing shit with clones.
Is this the father, the daughter, and the Holy Spirit? Is this what this is?
Basically, essentially.
I mean,
no, that's basically what it, I mean, Anakin is Force Jesus, so it makes sense.
Oh, okay. Force Jesus?
He just had to die.
Yeah, I mean, no father. Shmi Skywalker, his mom, just kind of had, like, the Force fucked her, and she popped out, you know, Anakin out
is
of
that
her.
Is that true?
That was her story. That's her story.
She had a Force conception?
No, yes. She was cheating on some dude, and she's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but
there's
it's
a
not
joke
yours.
About consent somewhere.
Yeah, bro, she was fucking that Toderian that was her slave owner.
That makes sense.
I don't
that
know
tracks.
What to yeah. tell you. I just got pregnant. I wasn't with anybody at all.
And then the kid Wait, looks like human, so yeah, you got to do something.
Michael,
explaining.
You actually didn't know that, for real?
God, I don't know shit about Star Wars.
Bro, yeah. You've never watched the movies, like the prequels? They say that in the first episode.
I haven't.
You won't pay attention.
I haven't seen episode one since I was in my teens.
Okay, I understand, dude. I got you. Not everyone is. Star Wars isn't everyone's cup of tea like it's mine. I have a fucking hyperfixation of a lifetime.
Yes, explain why the fixation. There's because in my opinion, Nikita, I feel like your Star Wars podcast really just covers the gamut. There really is no need for another Star Wars podcast to exist, right?
Of course there isn't.
I think you pretty much just cover it with your own show, and then no one else has to worry about it.
That's why this one shut down.
Yeah, the other one shut down because there was no need for it.
Put them out of business. But no, there's a lot of Star Wars podcasts, and I don't ever care if mine gets to be like the most popular or the best or the most well-known. I just like talking about Star Wars, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah, people like talking about one thing so much that they make shows about it. It's a very common podcast trope. You know, they do like crime. Crime is one thing, and then there's characters in the crimes, right? That's why true crime is so exciting, right? So crime is like Star Wars.
Nope.
Yeah, I love crime.
I mean, there's you know, I guess if you go to like Tatooine, you know, and you go and yeah, there's crime there. It's a whole underground, but
I mean, slavery exists. So yes, you're correct.
So someone should do like a fake true crime podcast about like Star Wars crimes.
Oh my God, that'd be so great, Nikita. We've given you a great idea. Start a true crime offshoot.
If I could try, dude. I am not into true crime all that much. I watched too much the first fucking 48 when I was growing up, and it just
kind of
like
a scary show. That's a scary show. Hated that, and I always hated watching the news because it was always terrifying.
Same, I feel that. Retweet.
Like, I was just wondering when, like, I was like, all these murders. I was like, when do I get murdered?
When am I gonna be on the news?
Right. Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like when you're a kid, it's just like the world's small. So when you see like on the news, like this person got murdered and this person got murdered, I'm like, well, who's left?
Right.
I just want to know what picture of me would be used.
Oh, you got to get that shit like taken care of early.
Yeah,
like,
we just got done dealing with that with our cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were worried because he got murdered earlier this year.
Yeah, that was the road rage, right?
Yeah, and he got murdered, and we were worried that his mugshot would be the only thing that the news would find. So we our family had to step on getting. I think, but did summer help with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jeff's wife actually made sure to get a good picture of our cousin to the news, so that way they wouldn't get his mugshot.
That's awesome.
So to get it fun, go to the film store, right? Go to the photographer and get some good pictures in for when you die.
Bro, I'm going to be dead. I don't care. I don't care, honestly.
Make it AI.
I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. There you go.
Then you could fit some Star Wars stuff in there. Like,
oh, hell yeah. I could be in fucking a TIE Interceptor cockpit or something.
Definitely need one as a Force ghost, for sure.
Oh, shit. You're a genius, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Bro, you should write a book.
What planet has the best pod racing machine, you think? If you had to pick a planet to build your pod racer, what would you...
That's a different question. If I had to pick a planet to build a pod racer on, Coruscant.
Coruscant.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are trillions of people live on Coruscant. It's a city planet. You can find anything and everything.
Jeff, what's your pick?
I mean, I would agree with that. For building, yes, because Coruscant is a giant planet full of a city. Like you can find anything you want there.
Ah, yeah.
If not, Coruscant, then the planet I pick is Kuat. Kuat in the Star Wars universe, in both timelines, is a shipyard planet. It's also a planet that's like very fucking bougie. But that's the only place that can like produce a superstar destroyer, which is my favorite type of ship. And they would definitely have everything I need also.
Have we seen that in Star Wars yet? Like the, because I've watched most of everything. I think I've stopped at, or I haven't watched The Bad Batch yet.
Kuat has been mentioned, but you've never seen it.
Okay. Well, I was also thinking it was that planet. It might have been that planet that Cal Kestis started on, but then I was like, well, they were taking apart stuff.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but no, that wouldn't be Kuat. Kuat is like a beautiful, like, it's bougie. It's like palaces and shit.
Okay. Okay.
I'd have a Wookiee build my pod racer. I'd say, Wookiee, build my pod racer.
And he would literally just say no. Or he probably doesn't have, he has a bigger
I would
problem.
Give him, what is it, credit? I would give him credits.
I would want
Republic credits, good on Kashyyyk.
Yes.
It's made out of wood.
I would want a, it's a Trappian to do mine.
There you go.
Like a what do they call it? Mon Calamari. Akbar.
Mon Calamari. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they are the most innovative builders in the galaxy.
That I did not know.
Yeah, in Star Wars, and you can see this in the originals, the ships that are kind of like rounded, like a lot of ships have sharp edges in Star Wars, but the ones that are more round were made on Mon Cal, their planet. That's how you can tell what a Mon Calamarian ship is.
I think it's funny that they went with Calamarian because it's calamari and they're squid people. I feel like to them that would be a racist term, in all honesty.
You would think so.
Well, now the new racist thing is every time you see one, you say it's a trap. So that's where that's a racist remark to say to a Mon Calamari. It's been overused. It's like you can't.
It's
that.
A trapeans. It's a trapeans.
Yeah,
they just look like they're gonna suck your brain out of your head with their tentacle mouths.
No.
Yeah. Did you know that their eyes can move independently of each other? That's my favorite thing about Mon Cals.
I did not know that. Everything. I don't know anything.
Bro, so personally, I struggle to talk to people who have lazy eyes. Like, it fucks with me. And I don't know why, but I just thinking about, like, a being that can independently control their eyes, like, I would lose my shit. I would not be able to talk to that person. I would just crumble apart laughing.
Well, all you can do, then you can actually be like, hey, just look at me. And then, like, you won't get in trouble for telling someone with a lazy eye to look at you because they can just look at you, finally. Like, it's not offensive.
I feel so disrespectful if I did that. I would feel so bad.
I would like to see a fun recast of Star Wars. I'd like to see Danny DeVito as Luke Skywalker. I would love to see that. Who else?
Why not Vader, though?
Nope. Yeah. Nope. He's Luke Skywalker.
Okay, fine. Okay, so I would cast Shaquille O'Neal for Vader.
Hey. Ooh. Hey, what are you doing? Buy my pizza.
Exactly. He's like 7'9", right? Or something like that. So, like, it just makes Vader that much more fucking menace.
Like, you want a Shakaroni pizza? You want a Shakaroni? Papa John's, man. Papa John's.
Shaq don't wear helmets. It's just me in my jersey. I drive the tiniest cars. It's me, Shaquille O'Neal. Darth Shaq.
Was it Kazam that he was in?
Yeah.
That's one of those, what are they?
Mandela Effect.
Yes, yeah. It's Kazam. Everyone thinks it's Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam with
it's Kazam
with what's his name?
Sinbad.
Sinbad. Yeah.
So like, there's a huge divide. Like, you could look it up, but like, there's no like true answer.
Oh, can we
like,
have Sinbad as C-3PO?
I thought they debunked it.
I think they tried. But, there's people that don't believe it though. That's right. They did debunk it, but then people were like, they just couldn't accept it.
Yeah,
in
they started
brain.
Making fake versions. You know. They actually did, Sinbad did do a clip of a fake Shazam movie. Like,
yeah, so it was like a college humor or something.
Yeah, yeah. So there is a clip of Sinbad as Shazam, right?
Wait, so you're saying Sinbad is 3PO?
Yeah, Sinbad is C-3PO.
Okay, then R2-D2 has to be Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan, hey, it's beep boop bop boo.
That's not a good Tracy Morgan at all.
Beep bop boop pow.
Have you met Tracy Morgan? Have you
Tracy
seen him?
Tracy Morgan, hey.
That's No, that's not great.
I'm gonna get you pregnant.
That's like Tracy Morgan trying to do. That's Tracy Morgan trying to do Christopher Walken.
Hello, it's me, Trevor Cowbell, Tracy Morgan.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, A for effort, I guess. But
oh god, okay. Tracy Morgan is R2-D2.
No, he would
oh
just.
Oh my god, what is Michael doing his best?
Yeah, always, always.
But I guess Tracy Morgan as R2-D2 would just be like, beep, bop, boop.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Okay, you can't be shit-talking Michael and then do that.
That's true, but like,
Owen Wilson's now R2-D2.
There we go. Everything he says is, I would
accept Owen Wilson. I would definitely accept Owen Wilson.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Hey, Luke, you want to see a message?
Oh, God, we have to have Arnold Schwarzenegger as Chewie, right?
Yes. Yeah, I saw a TikTok edit of that once. That shit was fucking hilarious.
All right. We'll do that.
Wait, can we have what's his name? Leonard Nimoy as Obi-Wan?
He's dead. I don't think we can get him.
Fuck. Okay, shit. I forgot about that.
Because obviously for this,
Michael's having a stroke, man.
Jesus. I know, we can't help him. You're far away, dude.
That was the board. That was actually Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Shit. Oh.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
I have control of the board. Fuck you, Jeremy and Carbonite.
So yeah,
who could be Obi-Wan?
We can only cast live actors for our fake recasting, apparently.
Okay, so Obi-Wan Kenobi should be Christopher Walken, right?
No, it's got to be like a. I think the point of Obi-Wan was you got to get a very, very serious actor.
Oh, okay, so Gandalf, Ian McKellen.
All right, well that's closer. That's more in the ballpark.
No. You know what you do? Morgan Freeman.
I like it.
Freeman.
Oh my god, you're right. You nailed it. That's perfect.
Hello.
Thank you.
That's a great yeah.
It is I, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nope.
Nope. Come over here. I have some hard candy.
The best I can do, my best Morgan Freeman is only one word, and that's Andy from Shawshank, where he's like, Andy.
Andy.
But that's it. Okay. I can't.
How do you guys feel about this? Scarlett Johansson as Leia she has to kiss Danny DeVito.
Oh, God, yes. By accident.
Yeah. Listen, man, they're just
Scarlett
siblings.
Johansson, absolutely. As Leia, I'm fine with that.
It's funny on multiple fronts because they're siblings and they're also they're twins.
And Danny DeVito was in Twins.
Yes. With Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is Chewbacca. So.
And Han Solo, his best friend. Oh, God, okay. I would love to do Sylvester Stallone now for Han Solo.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
We'll pick another one for Sylvester.
Wait.
Who let you protest me, huh?
This is a very controversial
pick. I've been there and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Jeez.
Okay, this one's going to be controversial. And like, if I get roasted for it, I'm okay with that. But Han Solo, Michael Cera, make him fucking sheepish.
Oh God, that'd be so funny.
And Scarlett Johansson is supposed to fall in love with him. Yeah. I love it.
Exactly.
See, this is the Michael, Star Wars Michael that Cera, needs to happen.
Michael Cera is super jealous of Danny DeVito at the beginning of Empire.
Danny DeVito with your handsome looks.
Think about the Michael Cera face when he's frozen in carbonite too. Like, what face do you think Michael Cera makes?
I feel like Harrison Ford was making a Michael Cera face. Like, I don't think he knew who Michael Cera was, but I think like he just knew, and I think that's Michael Cera's face, to be honest.
Oh, can we have Matt Berry as the Emperor?
I don't know who that is. Hold on, Matt Berry.
Matt Berry.
Oh. Yeah, he's got a very prominent voice. He's actually been in Star Wars, Michael.
Really? Matt Berry was in Star Wars?
Yes.
Who was he in Star Wars?
He played a droid in one of the I can't remember which droid he played. But
some sort of droid.
It was in one of the live actions.
Oh, no. I got one. Hold on. What is, I got to think of his name. It's on the top. Josh Brolin as the Emperor.
Ooh, that'd be formidable and scary.
I just want to see Shaq bow to Josh Brolin, honestly.
he couldn't. Like, even if he was kneeling, like, he'd still be taller than him.
Am I doing a good job? Hey.
Is that your Shaq?
Am I doing a good job? Am I doing a good job?
You're not great, man.
Hey. Am I doing a good job for the dark side?
That sounds more like Marlon Brando trying to talk deep.
You're trying to do a good job, and that's all that matters.
Really, it's not, though. This is what's wrong with America. We try to good effort.
It's me, Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal.
No, that's okay. Now you are trying to do Brando.
Hello.
I'll make him an offer. I can't refuse.
Call the general insurance.
So maybe Marlon Brando should be the emperor. Corleone.
Hey.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Shaquille O'Neal.
All right, you lost it there. You're just making noises now.
He's been making noises from the beginning.
I feel like Michael starts an impression and then goes into like what that character would sound like if they had a stroke.
Yeah. This is going well, guys. This is going well.
Oh, you know, what's the...
I know, fun.
Who was the latest Spider-Man?
It was Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Cast him as Tarkin.
Okay. Just like a teenager?
Yeah, he has to... Because Tarkin was so fucking old.
Looking up at Shaq, giving him orders.
I feel like Tom Holland is terrible at being, like, a bad guy, so just have him blow up fucking Alderaan.
Hey, it's me, Tom Holland. Hey.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone would still believe it. Be like, no, you didn't. You're just kidding.
I'm a British child. My name is Tom Holland.
That one was probably a bit of a reach, honestly. But
is that your Tracy Morgan for Tom Holland?
Hello.
Who's British?
Tracy Morgan.
What is happening? Stop it. Your Tracy Morgan's never going to be good. You just need to stop.
It's me, Tracy Morgan in Star Wars.
No, that's a prepubescent Christopher Walken.
There's no other context other than I'm here.
No, okay, now I'm sorry.
This is
you're John Travolta.
The best inaugural episode ever.
You're John Travolta from Saturday Night Fever now.
It's me, John Travolta from Pulp Fiction.
Why do you gotta? Okay, first of all, anyone who says it's me means it's not. It's not them.
Hey,
it's me, I'm Mario.
Believe
it's not.
It or
it's not Mario. It's not. Just
do your best, Mario. Michael, go.
It's me, Luigi.
I mean, that was pretty good, except for the, you know, you couldn't remember your own name.
It was close. Close.
Yeah, that one's better. Less offensive than
Tracy. Yahoo! And a green fog.
Sure.
Yahoo! It's me, a Yoshi.
No. Yoshi doesn't talk. It's cool.
I'm going to lick you. I'm going to lick you and the poop you out.
Okay, that's from the porno, I think.
Does he have the stash?
Yoshi?
Absolutely.
No, but the stash is like three times bigger than it usually is.
It's actually it's a unibrow now. And no mustache.
On his face.
Yeah.
On his upper lip.
Nope.
You know, that's a symbol of fertility in some countries, so we support that.
It's a soul patch now, and it's bold of Nintendo to go that direction.
Well, Mario's gonna go from it's a me to it's a we real quick then if he's very fertile.
Well, pretty soon Disney will own Nintendo, and then soon it'll come to full circle.
No way.
I feel like Nintendo can buy Disney.
But can Nintendo buy Nintendo?
Nintendo hurts everyone's brains by buying itself, and the world explodes.
Nintendo's doing a civil war.
Nintendo it's Civil War
dividing by zero.
Isn't that just Super Smash Bros?
I mean, it. That's the fun version.
How dare you say something so controversial yet true? Like, fuck.
Hey everybody, Future Michael here. Just want to tell you about our band of the week, Monarchs US.
Links in the description on where you can find their music on Spotify. And we're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules, as well as wonderful podcasts such as The Game, Nerd News, and now Fables from the Forgotten, a new audio podcast, sound engineered and acted in by yours truly. So check it out on your podcasting platforms. Short and sweet, thank you, I love you, goodbye.
All right, Nintendo, as of 2023, is estimated to be worth around $85 billion. Anybody's guess on Disney?
Disney in itself?
Yes.
$425 billion.
Oh, my God, that's a lot of billion. I would say no. That's,
209.
That's so high.
209.
Oh. Hey, that's almost 210.
This money, it means nothing. Like, those numbers mean nothing.
Yeah.
Like, when you think of, like, how big they are, it's like, no.
It's, okay, just, cool. It's just more money than God, really. I mean, when you think about Disney would still be worth more than Nintendo if they lost the entire value of Nintendo from. So if you took Nintendo away from Disney, the 88 billion minus, you know, 209 minus 88,
they're still
more worth more money than Nintendo.
Oh, I'm trying to ruin things.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts my brain.
Your face hurts my brain.
Get shit on, Michael.
When I look at you, Michael. With my eyes.
Why did you wake up and get out of bed today? Why are you even trying?
Should be sleeping.
I'm going to get broken by a Star Wars episode. Jesus.
Ooh, then it turns into a new episode. What's going on with Michael? Michael, right. We're here for you. Michael, what's wrong?
Michael, why did you even wake up? Why even try? Right? Why even try?
Michael, I don't even know why I'm here. I'm praying on your downfall.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
It's all becoming so clear now.
All right, sorry. Michael, you need to pick your guests better, I think.
Yeah, right.
It was a prank, bro.
Well, I've gotten into your Discord again. I've actually launched a full-scale malware virus.
This is a toxic environment for you.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a safe space. I don't know, man.
If you want people to hate you, do your best Tracy Morgan.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Third time's a charm.
It's me, Tracy Morgan. I'm so sad.
Do you know who Tracy Morgan is?
Tracy Morgan.
I think you just keep saying his name and then...
I turn every character into a Pokemon. They just say their own name. Tracy Morgan. Oh.
Like, I think you know he's from New York, and then that's where you're going. Like, that's your basis.
I haven't heard enough of Tracy Morgan talking.
So how is Michael today?
Oh, alive. about to go refill my scotch. Make it through this fucking episode.
So you're alive and drinking. That's two things. Okay, I see you.
I'm clothed.
I fuck with the vision.
Which I don't understand. Like I think this is going well. I'm having a good time.
Well, that's good.
Michael thinks it's a train wreck. We should just leave.
No. I think it's going great. I'm having fun too.
He has to say that because he doesn't want us to leave.
Look, let me tell you something. I came here to have a good time, and honestly, I'm having a good time, and I've never said that in my life. So,
I believe that's not a common phrase that people say. I'm having a good time.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, but Michael's got a scotch bottle ready, and like that's, you know.
Why was George Lucas upset when Samuel L. Jackson wanted a purple lightsaber?
He wasn't. He thought about it and gave it to him. Like Samuel Jackson.
No, well, originally he was like, no, it's either green or blue. Like he tried to fight it, but
yeah.
Samuel Jackson was like, nah, I want purple.
Right.
And then the production team put BMF on it for bad motherfucker. That was great.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. Like that was our latest Force Facts. It's called Pulp Science Fiction. It was about that fact that he had BMF engraved on it.
I'm listening to your podcast then, because that sounds awesome. And I also listen to Michael's podcast. Because if I say I'm going to listen to a podcast and it's not Michael's, He'll just
break my heart. It hurt my feelings. I'd be sad about it.
He'll drink some scotch, do some bad Tracy Morgan impressions. It's gonna be bad.
I'm gonna study Tracy Morgan, and I'm gonna learn how to do his voice, and then I'm gonna do a good. Yeah, I'm setting goals for myself. I'm gonna do a good Tracy Morgan one day.
Goals are important. goals are important.
Okay, I'm gonna be waiting on that one. I'm gonna be waiting on it.
I'm not,
because yeah. I've got the base test. I've got the baseline. Let's see where it goes from here.
Well, now wait,
everyone does, because you know I just watched 30 Rock, watched Saturday Night Live. Like, there's a good baseline. You could watch what's that one with Bruce Willis?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I fucking love the scene with the little kid who steals the car.
Cop out. Yes, it was cop out.
I was trying to think about it because I love the scene where the fucking little kid steals the car and just fucking gets into a shouting match with Tracy Morgan.
That was a Kevin Smith film, and he apparently Bruce Willis was a big dick on that film. And Kevin Smith was he was not happy.
Oh,
because Kevin Smith's a nice guy, and then he's got Bruce Willis, you know, being a movie star. But
well, now karma comes now around, right? That's why he's sick now.
Well, I think the theory is it's like he got sick back then. Like this isn't like so his behavior was a reflective of, you know, the sickness.
For a minute that was maybe, real.
But that might be just.
But I'm back. It feels so.
This still sounds like a asshole. Excuse, man, though, like, just because she's going on with you doesn't mean you have to be rude to other people.
You should read Kevin Smith's like book, like. Tell all, not tell all. It's just like bullshit that he says. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the book. Like bullshit.
And I said, Lord,
yeah, he talks about it, but
oh my god! Yeah, I found a random clip of Tracy Morgan, and I scrubbed through, and he randomly said Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I'm freaking out.
Holy shit!
Was that a YouTube comment?
No, it's a YouTube video of Tracy Morgan, so I can learn his voice. And he's like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hang on. Maybe he did a Saturday Night Live sketch where he was Obi-Wan.
Well, this is a sketch of him with Alec Baldwin.
My friend, quote, okay, Thomas Bartlett once said.
No, Alec Baldwin was dead way before.
Good God, Tracy.
Tracy Morgan was on live.
I'm black and better than ever.
Oh, God. All right. Stop.
Well, it's Michael. A little better.
Your Star Wars show is spiraling into a hunt for Tracy Morgan clips while you drink scotch.
Every episode I've ever done evolves into something completely different.
You're in a dark place. We need to bring it back. We need to bring it back. Let's talk about Star Wars.
Is Tracy Morgan in Star Wars?
No, not even a little bit.
I think there's probably one credit. Tracy Morgan,
but
Star Wars.
Jack Black is. Jack Black's in Star Wars.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And Lizzo.
Lizzo in the same scene. Yep, that was interesting. That was an interesting choice, but I liked it.
It was definitely an interesting choice.
There's a secret audition tape for the part of Darth Vader in Rogue One of Star Wars with Tracy Morgan auditions.
No, that was a Saturday Night Live clip.
Oh.
Saturday Night Live does those clips. Like, it's part of they actually put a bunch in the Star Wars Complete Saga box set. A lot of those Saturday Night Live clips where people were like, you know, auditioning for different roles, which I don't know. Like, I feel like I bought the Star Wars saga. And at the time it was like episodes 1 through 6, but on the box set, it says the complete saga. So like, I feel like every entry afterwards I should get for free.
Yeah.
Cause I've already paid for it.
Oh
yeah. Cause like it says the complete saga and I was like, cool. And then I bought it, and then they released more stuff. Like, Disney bought them out, and I was just like, and they still call it sagas. Huh. So, yeah.
Bobby J. Thompson says that Tracy Morgan snatched him up and cursed him out when he was 7 years old on the Tracy Morgan show.
Yeah, it was probably for doing a poor impression of him. Like, you should get in line.
Wait. There was a Tracy Morgan show?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
In the early 2000s.
I think that's when my first brain cell started to fail me, so sounds about right.
During the 30 Rock pilot, Tracy Morgan continued to yell, "I'm a Jedi."
That's okay, that's not what you want to use.
Did you just like search up Tracy Morgan Star Wars?
Of course I did.
This is what happens. Michael has scotch and no Jeremy.
I know. I'm so lost and sad.
Dude, I'm your brother. Get it together.
I've taken him in carbonite. I've put a fake mustache on him, and I've already drawn nipples on him. I don't know what else to do while he's frozen in carbonite.
No, you said a mustache, not a unibrow. Give him a unibrow so he can be fertile.
Okay. I'll just take the mustache. I'll put it over his eyes now. He's got a unibrow.
He's fertile. He's fertile.
Cure for carbonite. Let's see here.
Well, I searched it up also, and it says I have brain cancer. I don't know how I ended up on WebMD, but...
It says put a microwave on your head and set it for 1 minute.
Kidney stones.
Oh, gosh, that's my biggest fear. That's my biggest fear. I don't want any of that.
So Carbonite is real, and let's see, it's it refers to one of the earliest and most successful coal mining explosives. It's the ion, an inorganic anion that form conjugate base of dihydroxymethylidene with the chemical formula CO2-2-.
Michael.
What? Yes, hello. Michael. Carbonite, a fictional substance most notably used to imprison Han Solo.
Michael.
Yes.
Michael. Germ is gone.
He's not gone. He's just frozen in carbonite. I'm gonna find a cure. Well,
there's no cure. There's just a way to let's just calm down. Let's just do the task at hand.
An imagery technology demonstrator satellite.
Oh, stop.
Hey man, I told
you
I know a guy. Gonna... We can get him back. Don't worry.
Okay.
I know, right? Yes.
Thank All right, you. Fair Thank enough. You.
Oh my gosh, you're looking. Can you look up the word for like complete meltdown?
Complete meltdown. Just, complete.
It just says Michael.
Meltdown. That's right. That's not good. We need to scrub that. We need to scrub that right now.
Why they happen and how to prevent them. You may suddenly burst into tears or lash out with anger. Fuck you guys.
Right. Michael, we're going to get Jeremy back.
I hope so.
Yes, but maybe not act crazy.
You're right. I'm just going to cool my shit, calm my tits, and...
Right. Make him come to
take
you.
A deep breathe through my nose.
Hey, yeah, always remember, pet kitties, spin fitties, and touch titties.
I agree wholeheartedly. Like this, yeah. You're my spirit animal.
I would love titties to touch.
Oh, caw-caw!
Yeah. No, that's spot on,
if
Michael.
If you speak it into if you speak it, it'll happen, right?
Will it into existence?
That's right. Michael, like Star Wars.
What other Star Wars questions do you have?
Why did they do the Death Star again?
Okay, so like there is no actual I've read the books around that era, and there's no actual explanation for it, but it was. I think it was dumb. It was mostly dumb because at this point it had been exposed that the Empire had such technology. And so because of his need to want to strike fear into the galaxy, Palpatine built a second one, a bigger one without the same flaw to strike the same fear into the heart of the rebellion. It really doesn't.
It was incomplete. Like when they were if you look at a picture of the Death Star from Return of the Jedi, you're like, oh, that looks so incomplete. I could drive anything in there. Like, you want to get to the center of it? Like, it's halfway incomplete.
What I think they should have done
are on strike.
At least that's a good emperor. Like, that's way better than your Morgan, or not Morgan Freeman. It's way better, Tracy Morgan.
Overall,
I'm
a pretty good voice guy. I just picked a lot of really shitty things to try out for the first time ever.
Right.
It's okay. We forgive you for the transgression.
Not really, but go on.
No, I really thought in Return of the Jedi that they should have, instead of doing a second Death Star, I just thought that part was like bad writing, honestly. But in the Return of the Jedi, you see the Super Star Destroyer Executor, which is Vader's flagship, and it's in there. It's fucking huge. It looks like a fucking pointy arrow. But then it goes down in a blaze of glory and just crashes, and you barely get to see it. I would have liked it if Return of the Jedi had made that the Palpatine super weapon if they were gonna go with that plan again. Not
like
another
swap out.
Star.
It'd be like a swap out. Like you have this half-finished moon, and you're like, oh, this is definitely our space station. This is what we're going to use to destroy the galaxy. And then come out with a ship that does it, which they ended up doing in the very last Star Wars. Like, they had all those ships that had, the planet-killing capabilities, right?
Oh, yeah, the Star Destroyers.
Right. And which, completely, I don't know. I was like, that's too much.
So, Jeff,
I have my own opinion.
Jeff,
yes.
be the contractor where Palpatine's coming to you again for another Death Star. Right. I need another one.
Oh, okay. So what happened to the first? He's from New York. What happened to the first one? No, he's not. What happened to the first one?
They shot a torpedo down the hole there.
The one I told you about? The one I said we We need one more. We need a little bit more funding so we can cover it.
What were the odds, right?
The thermal. I told you. The thermal exhaust port, where you put it or where you wanted me to put it, not a good place.
But we needed room for the billiard hall.
Okay, cool. Who won last?
Wait, is this the point in Star Wars where there's clones or not clones?
There's not clones.
There's no, okay.
Yeah,
there's secretly clones, but you don't know about them.
We got rid of the clones. Wait,
that was dumb.
We didn't. It's a secret clones.
You don't know about them.
Do you have a lozenge? Excuse me.
He's going to come back as Tracy
Jesus
Morgan.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God.
His voice is clear. He's Tracy.
Almost, but like it's his bad Tracy Morgan.
I need another one.
Hey. Oh, I didn't realize you're Tracy Morgan. Nice to meet you.
It's me, Tracy Morgan.
That's close. You know what? You laugh, but that's closer.
I've been chain smoking cigarettes.
All right. Tracy, here's the deal. We're over budget. We were over budget as it was. And you want me to build another one? What happened to the first one?
It exploded.
Exploded because of the exhaust port that I told you about. And you said it's not a problem.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, cool. So scrap that. So I'm going to need a lot of money. Do the Empire still use Republic credits? Like, what do we use as the Empire?
And then he just waves his hand and does a force thing.
You'll do it anyway.
Okay, but all right. So I don't know. Like, you need, first of all, like, you've been the Emperor for, I don't know, 20 years, 21 years. Like, you need to figure out what the currency is. So we can figure out how to pay for it.
Just a small like interjection. If you want to put it into our terms, the cost of the, I believe the first Death Star quantified is like $190 quintillion.
Oh my God.
So, all right. So yeah. Okay. So, hey, Tracy Morgan, we'll need that plus like another 20 quintillion.
And I'll throw in a pizza party.
Nope. Don't need a pizza party. Just pizza party. Nope. No pizza required.
You will have a pizza party.
No, I don't need it. We just need the money and the manpower, which a lot of them died in the first one, apparently. So I got to do some like headhunting, but that's fine. So we'll figure that out. It's no problem. I'll take care of that for you.
It also took 22 years to build the first Death Star.
All right. So,
oh, my God.
But, to be fair, though, we know what we're doing now. So I feel like I can get it done in, like, 11 years, 12 years tops, maybe 30. So what's
I think there's, like, 4 years between the first and the second.
Well,
so,
I'm getting some luck. Other quotes, so we'll be in touch. All right.
Okay, wait. What can I do to sweeten the pot? Like, listen. My people need jobs. Like, you know, what do I need to do? Do you want free? You want some free gutters?
I mean, that would be nice.
The space rain.
It would
really.
We did have. It would have helped with some of the staining from the first one.
Have you heard of a space hurricane?
Of course, everyone's heard of space hurricanes. What do you peg me as some moron like Tracy Morgan?
Okay. Well, so I assume that you want it to be space hurricane proof, right?
Ideally, of course.
Okay, all right, cool. And then what color do you want it?
I mean, like, purple would be cool.
No, we don't got purple. We're not doing that.
Give me purple or no deal.
All right, fine, no deal. You're not gonna find anybody in the galaxy that'll do purple. That's
with a
prince's
big,
color
with a BM
That's prince's
with a
color.
Big BMF on that. the side of it.
Fuck.
We don't do that here. Listen.
All right, we'll be in touch.
That's Prince's color.
All right, 11 years, get it done. I'm done talking about this.
Wait. So I got it? I got the job?
Yeah.
My God.
Nabby God.
This is going to change. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. What? All right.
I have to go clone. Wait. I have to go set up clones for myself or something weird.
All right. You're in my house.
I got to work. Whoa. Okay. That's right. I did have to take my shoes off when I came in, so I'll leave.
My wife appreciates that.
Yeah. All right. Bye, Gary.
Bye. It pay. Nailed it.
Sorry,
honey,
for
I
ruining
nailed
your
it.
Birthday party.
Oh, yes. It's just my son. Fuck him. Anyway, honey, I got it.
I still hate the clone concept.
Right? I like it more
like general or like on a Palpatine?
The Palpatine clone thing.
What?
Yeah.
Michael, did you even see that movie?
Which one?
The one where he comes back.
Which one was that?
Rise of Skywalker.
What happens in that one?
Oh my god!
As a clone.
Is that the one that Han Solo dies?
That's seven.
That was seven. That was a Force Awakens.
Is that the one with Luke Skywalker and he's sad?
Oh my god! No, you see him at the end, but then the sad one is episode eight. Yeah, and that was
he's drinking some blue milk from Mommy.
Yes.
Well, geez. It was The Last Jedi.
Milk, Mommy.
Oh, God.
Are we talking about the same movie? Yes, I have seen it.
Yeah, no.
You just talked about three different fucking movies. How are we supposed to know?
Well, there was the big scary giant, and he's mean and gross. And there's
a what?
There's,
the one with Jabba the Hutt?
I think his name is Smog. Is his name Smog?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Isn't that from Star Trek?
No, yeah. Yes, yeah, Oh, that's definitely Harry Potter.
Smog?
Or Lord of the Rings? Lord of the Rings, maybe?
No. It's
what's
it's
the Hobbit
Starship
Dragon?
Troopers.
Yeah, the Starship Troopers. Yeah.
So Smog is there. He's got the handsome guy who wears a helmet, and he falls in love with Leia, the new Leia.
Yeah, Smog.
And then they beam into the middle of the sun.
Oh no, she's a Skywalker, but she's also a Palpatine. That's weird. Doesn't make any sense.
I feel like the
way they presented that, they made it seem like Palpatine was her grandpa, but technically he's more like her uncle because her dad was a clone of him. So
wait, so the clone fucked the clone fucked a bitch?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get you pregnant. I'm Tracy Morgan.
No.
Well, no, the clone didn't deform, but that is fucking hilarious. I would love that if that was the reality.
Consent is important a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Kids.
How is it now?
Tell that to Anakin Skywalker's mom.
It's not great. It's not great right now. Be honest.
She's forced Mary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know what? No, someone wakes up and they're suddenly pregnant. That means you may have a drinking problem.
We are Majizzy Pod, MJSYPOD, on all the things. Thank you so much for witnessing us steal a potentially dead podcast. Maybe we've revived it now that we've stolen it. The War of the Stars. They discuss all the various Star Wars media that comes out. They go episode by episode on all the great Star Wars shows and things that come out. Check them out, if at all possible. I wasn't able to, except for Spotify's. But, you know, go to Spotify. Check them out. Listen to their shit. Jeff, where can people find us?
They can find us on the internet.
That's true. MJSYPOD. Michael and Jeffrey steal your podcast.
I guess that still works.
MJSYPOD. Michael and Jeffrey steal your podcast.
Just forward my fan mail to me. Personally,
make sure you go to our secondary channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme, where you have access to all of our Patreon episodes all in one spot on Spotify. And if you want to support the show, you can go to the Majizzy shop at our website, majizzypod.com, and get yourself a sticker or a magnet. You know, be cool like all the other people that have bought stickers and magnets. And then once they're gone, that will probably restock, but realistically, if you want to help, that's a good way to do it. We have a phone number. Jeff, what's the phone number?
Yeah, it's in the phone book.
Yeah, 903-287-0660. You can call, leave us a voicemail or a text. We'll read it or play it on the show. What else? So we hit a treasure. No one cares. There's a treasure filled with gold, diamonds, a big old wooden dick. Buried somewhere, so we hide clues. I'm not telling you where it is.
You want to give me a clue right now for like the people who actually sat through this?
Oh yeah, we should. What's a good clue that I can give?
I don't know. I don't know where it's at. That's why I'm asking, so I can get it.
Crap.
All right, there it is. Hey, you have it, folks. Crap.
Crap.
But that's a clue number, whatever number this is.
I think it's like 12.
I don't know how you do clues. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Clue number 12.
Crap. Yep.
So we love crap.
I mean, we do crap, I guess, but
it's actually a pretty big clue. All right. Well, thank you, Nikita, for joining us today. Where can people find you?
You can basically search up The Force Unscripted on any major podcasting platform, whatever is of your choosing, or you can follow us on Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted. But yeah.
Well, check them out. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it was an absolute pleasure. I absolutely loved every second of it. It was great. I'm so happy that you asked me to be on here.
I didn't know who else to call.
He called me.
All right. Well, I think that's
2 hours
it.
Ago.
Yep. I did during a panic attack. All right. I think that's it. Jeffrey, I love you.
Sure.
Nikita, I love you.
I love you too, Jeffrey. I love you too, Michael.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
I love you. I love you. What are we hanging up? Okay. When should I hang up? Tracy Morgan. I hope you're happy with yourself. We are walked away. Your time to feel like such a waste. One day you're gonna miss me when I'm...
All right, guys, this is Muffin's spot. Muffin should be able to get Jeremy out of Carbonite. The weird thing is, though, Muffin was born without vocal cords, so he can only talk to you with his hands. It's kind of like watching a really shitty Naruto animation where they're casting a jutsu, but you can kind of get the gist of it. Just feel for the vibes.
Hello, my name is Michael. This is my co-host and cousin friend, Jeremy. Please get him out of Carbonite.
Michael, you will get a shot in these parts. Talk fucking normal, please.
Hello. Please.
Oh my God.
That is Tracy Morgan.
Can it hear me?
Yeah, he could hear you, and he's not the happiest, but he will help out because he owes me a couple of favors.
He's just moving his hands so quickly in ways that I don't understand.
Yeah, you know he can hear you, right?
Here is my friend!
He says he needs 20 schmeckles. I don't know what the fuck a schmeckle is, but you need to get 20 schmeckles.
20? Who? How the fuck am I going to get 20 schmeckles? In this economy?
Hey, man, that's on you. I brought you here. I'm fucking out. So I'll catch you guys later. I hope you get your Jeremy problem solved. Tell him I said hi when you see him next.
Oh, all right.
Thanks for the shit balloon.
Well, we don't have to call it that. It's just a great balloon.
That's no balloon. That's a shit station.